Yo, what's up, guys? Amir Fazeli here from Adonis Athletics, where the strong belong. And you're listening to another episode of Bars, Plates, and Protein Shakes. All right. Hypertrophy, muscle building, getting bigger, getting jacked, getting tanned. That is a very integral part of training, integral part of pretty much all athletic development, all performance development, regardless of the sport that you're in. At some point, it is likely that you're going to have to engage in some kind of training that gets you to pack on more muscle. Whether it's off-season training for football, for boxing, for powerlifting, weightlifting, whatever it may be. Now, let's talk about a little bit of the program layout long-term of what a bodybuilding program should kind of look like. And I just want to start off by saying that a lot of the ideas in this episode of the podcast actually come from the good guys at Renaissance Periodization and Juggernaut. So a lot of the things that we talk about here, or I'm about to talk about, is it comes from the basis of those guys' findings mixed with my own experimentation and experience in what works and what doesn't work and what people tend to respond to. So, with regards to training for muscle gain, typically the traditional program just has a certain set amount of volume for a cycle, and people just do that cycle after cycle, right? So you might get a program that has, say, 20 total sets for back, 18 total sets for chest throughout the week. You know, another 18 total sets for the legs, whatever it may be. And that's your program. That's basically like your 3-4 week cycle, maybe longer. And you just do that. And when you finish doing that, you might do a bit of a deload and then repeat that again. You might change a couple of exercises around, sure. But as far as the total number of sets for each body part, typically people just stick to the same thing again and again. Like mesocycle after mesocycle. Mesocycle being like a cycle, like a 4 to 6 week cycle, right? So a better way to do it is to ramp up the volume over the cycles. So for example, to do this you need to have a decent idea of what somebody's maximum recoverable volume is, which is the max amount of total volume they can do per week and be able to recover from that, and not just recover from that but actually progress, be able to employ progressive overload for the next week and the next cycle and so on. If you go above this number, then by the time the next session comes around, they may not be recovered fully, or at best they have just recovered back to where they were, and so there can be no progressive overload. So what you want to do is you never want to go above this maximum recoverable volume. There is also a minimum effective volume. And this is sort of the volume at which, if you do that, you get some kind of results. It's just above maintenance. It's enough volume for you to start to progress at the slowest rate possible for you, for your current experience level of training. Does that make sense? Now, you want to start the first cycle somewhere around that minimum effective dosage, like a little bit above that, obviously, but somewhere around that, like towards the lower end. And you want to add volume, add sets over time, and it could be like every mesocycle, so every 4 to 6 weeks you add sets, or it could be longer than that. That depends on the coach, it depends on you, what your purposes are, how long you've got to do things, like how much time you've got, things like that. So the purpose being that you slowly start to add more and more volume and start to every mesocycle do more than you did before, working towards close to, not at, but close to your maximum recoverable volume area. right? There is one one simple reason for this. If you start at right around the maximum recoverable volume sort of mark, or your total sort of sets per week, you have no room to move from there, right? And your body becomes essentially adapted / desensitized, for lack of a better word, to that volume. You have no place to progress from there, to go up from there, right? So by starting at a little bit of a lower volume, you give yourself this buffer room, this zone, this capacity to be able to progress, to be able to move forward. And so every cycle, you have adaptation anyway, because you're working within the zone that's above the minimum amount needed for there to be adaptation. And you can have this room to progress and add things as your just general physical preparedness, you know, general conditioning for training improves, and your body's capability and capacity to take on more work improves. You just keep adding to it. Does that make sense? So, I mean, this is not like written in stone. It's not set in stone and just like you have to do it this way all the time or you're completely wrong. For, you know, decades, bodybuilders have been training, doing it, you know, just pretty much the one way, the same set number of sets per week, just doing that mesocycle after mesocycle after mesocycle for, you know, a long time. And they make progress, and sure, you will make progress. It's just I guess it's just to prompt you to think about things in a little bit of a different way. Maybe another technique you can employ if you haven't done that already, for various reasons, you know, being just introducing variation to the body, which is a very important training principle, obviously, keeping things fresh, mentally speaking, and so on. So to go with an example of, say, for example, the chest, right? Sorry, the back. Let's go with the back. So the back's minimum effective volume, so the minimum amount you can do to make some kind of progress, is right around 9, 10, 11 sets per week, right around there. Obviously, it depends from person to person and the experience level that person has in training, but generally we're talking about, for intermediate and up, people who have a fair bit of experience in bodybuilding itself. So you would start at maybe 12 total sets per week of back work, and you would do that for the first 4, 5, 6 week cycle, however long that cycle is that you've programmed for yourself. And in the next cycle, you could add some more sets. So you go from 12 to, say, 16 total sets per week, 16, 17, something like that, of back work. And then you deload again, and then in the following mesocycle again, you will maybe punch that up to 20, 21, maybe 22 sets of back work per week. And so, as you can see, it's being stepped up. Every mesocycle, there is slightly more demand on the body in regards to the total volume being done. And what this does is it keeps the body sort of sensitized and welcoming of new stimulus that you suddenly give it in a new mesocycle. And then in the mesocycle after that, once you've sort of reached that 20, 22 sets per week, which is close to the maximum recoverable volume, you would deload again, and you would come back all the way down again to the 10 to 12 sets per week mark. You would change the exercises, and you'll go again. You repeat the whole thing. And on it basically continues. Now, over time, yes, the first cycle, for example, will have to go from 12 total sets to 14 total sets. As the person gets more and more experienced, they will surely require more and more volume to be able to progress up to a certain point. But yeah, it's very, very much likely something that will have to be considered. But for the average person speaking, for the majority of the population speaking, that's how you can go about doing things. That's how you would set up, or that's one way you would set up a muscle building, bodybuilding, hypertrophy program, where you would start in the first cycles on slightly lower total sets, and you can, as you progress, you can increase the number of total sets. And in to go a little bit further with that, what you can do is, where the sets are lower in the initial parts of the cycle, in the earlier cycle, what you can do is you can employ higher rep ranges to make sure that the volume that you're getting, the total volume in terms of the tonnage being lifted, is adequate enough. So in the earlier parts where you have 12 total sets, you could do exercises employing sets of 15 reps or so, that commonly, you know what I mean? Not every single one of your exercises, but pretty commonly as part of that particular cycle. And in the next cycle, you could drop those down to like maybe 10s. And in the following cycle, in the last one, where the number of total sets is much higher, you could do predominantly 8s or so. And so that's another way you can sort of introduce variation, and there are different moving parts that you can use to improve the setup of the program. Until the next episode, this is Amir Fazeli from Adonis Athletics, where the strong belong, and this is Bars, Plates, and Protein Shakes.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.